Bedtime Bites presents Luna's Lullaby, The Magic of Falling Asleep. June tucked her favorite stuffed bunny Hoppy under her arm and sighed. Bedtime had arrived, but she wasn't the least bit sleepy. Her mom kissed her forehead and turned off the light, leaving only a soft nightlight glowing in the corner. "Good night, sweetheart," Mom said, closing the door with a gentle click. June tossed and turned, her mind buzzing with thoughts of the day's adventures. She had built a magnificent sandcastle at the beach, chased butterflies in the garden, and learned to cartwheel in gymnastics class. How could she possibly sleep with so many exciting memories dancing in her head? Suddenly, a silvery shimmer caught her eye. June sat up, rubbing her eyes in disbelief. There, perched on her windowsill, was a tiny, glowing creature with delicate wings and a sparkling wand. "Hello, June," the creature whispered. "I'm Luna, the sleep fairy. I've come to help you find the magic of falling asleep." June's eyes widened with wonder. "But I'm not tired at all," she protested. Luna giggled, a sound like tinkling bells. "That's why I'm here. Would you like to join me on a special bedtime adventure?" Intrigued, June nodded eagerly. Luna waved her wand, and a swirl of twinkling stardust enveloped them both. In an instant, they were floating high above June's house. "Look down," Luna instructed. June gasped as she saw hundreds of houses below, their windows aglow with soft, warm light. "In each of those homes," Luna explained, "children just like you are getting ready for bed. Let's visit a few and learn their secrets for falling asleep." Their first stop was a cozy cottage with a thatched roof. Inside, a little boy was sitting cross-legged on his bed, eyes closed and breathing deeply. "This is Max," Luna whispered. "He's practicing his bedtime breathing, in through his nose, out through his mouth. It helps calm his body and mind." June watched in fascination as Max's shoulders relaxed and a peaceful expression settled on his face. Next, they floated to a tall apartment building. Through a window, they saw a girl with curly hair arranging stuffed animals on her bed. "That's Zoe," said Luna. "She creates a snuggly nest of her favorite toys. It makes her feel safe and loved as she drifts off to sleep." June smiled, thinking of her own beloved Hoppy waiting for her at home. Their third visit was to a farmhouse where a freckle-faced boy was writing in a notebook. "This is Oliver," Luna explained. "He keeps a gratitude journal. Every night, he writes down three things he's thankful for. It fills his heart with happy thoughts before bed." As they continued their journey, June learned about warm baths with lavender bubbles, soothing lullabies, and the magic of bedtime stories. With each stop, she felt her own eyelids growing heavier. "Ready to head home?" Luna asked gently. June nodded sleepily, and in a blink, they were back in her cozy bedroom. Luna tucked her in, placing Hoppy snugly in her arms. "Now, June," Luna said softly, "let's practice what we've learned. Close your eyes and take a deep breath." June did as she was told, feeling the calm wash over her. "Think of three things you're grateful for today," Luna continued. June smiled, remembering her sandcastle, the butterflies, and her new cartwheel. "Now, imagine yourself in a peaceful place," Luna whispered, "maybe on a cloud or in a field of flowers." June pictured herself floating on a fluffy cloud surrounded by twinkling stars. Luna's voice grew fainter as she said, "And remember, the magic of falling asleep is always within you. Sweet dreams, June." As Luna's glittering form faded away, June felt herself drifting off, wrapped in a cocoon of warmth and contentment. She knew that from now on, bedtime would be a magical adventure all its.